Rev up those fryers.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Happy Thursday. It is, of course, Thursday, December 16th, 2021, and we are doing yet another edition of The Very Interesting Show. And we have a special treat for you tonight, fellas. Now, unfortunately, I did this while you were out of the room, Justin, and I know that we were trying to make this a surprise for everybody out there, but I did have to give a preview. I did have to take a nice little money shot of what we're about to do and post it on social media. So if you're following...
Oh, is that why your face is kind of shiny?
No, my face is shiny for other reasons. My face is just a little bit shiny for reasons that are
a different kind of money shot. I got
different
it.
Kind of money shot. It, unfortunately, the kind of money shot that we have today is... you know, I'm not saying that I'm not going to just cream all over myself after we eat what we're about to eat today. So I'll just let you in on this.
If you don't, I will.
We'll handle this after the show. So if you are following on social media, which you should be, it is at Simulation Radio on everything. It's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Twitch, YouTube. And I hate to do it. It's...
You fucking better. TikTok.
Now!
Hey, listen, TikTok is not bad. You just have a thing against short little mini clips of videos that you're actually getting into doing.
No, it's not about that.
I say short clips. The 14 minutes is a short clip for him.
It's not about that. I actually think that TikTok is laden with just absolute degeneracy, which is going to bring
the world down. Because YouTube and Twitch and Instagram and Facebook are not.
They're following in the footsteps. You see those fucking shorts that they have on YouTube now? They're just trying to be TikTok.
It's a formula. It works, Cam.
It's because...
Why are you hating on it?
I'm hating on it because it means that everybody's a fucking idiot. It means that everybody's just slowly degenerating into what kind of content they like to consume.
Fucking
drool on themselves.
It's no longer... Because of how interconnected everybody is, it's no longer about the quality. It's about the quantity of the content. You just got to play the game, my man.
I know that you have to play the game. I'm just saying that the game is stupid. Look, Space Trucker agrees with me. He says
I'm not disagreeing that it's stupid. But it's a winning formula.
I'm just saying that does it not say something bad about our society when the only thing that the only kind of content that we like consuming are all like little less than a minute long shorts. Is our attention just that bad? Sit down and read a fucking book, people.
Yeah, but see, that's
for
the
God's
thing.
Sake.
Once, what did they call it back in the day? So it started out with books, and then it transferred into pictures, and then it was motion pictures.
Mm.
And if you look at how TV used to be structured, TV shows used to be, like back in the day when TV first was like popularized across the world, shows were an hour long.
And now
shows on TV are 15 or less minutes. Popular shows.
That's insane. Yeah.
And from places of the likes of like Adult Swim and other things like this are ones that popularized those shorter time frames. Same thing with sitcoms. Sitcoms were the forefront of the 30-minute episode.
I'm not saying that, you know, that's not how things are. I'm just saying that it's stupid, and we as a society
are stupid.
I agree.
It affects attention spans greatly. I have ADD. Those that are affected by ADD and ADHD, it affects us probably on a grander scale because, like, for whatever reason, I just, like, whenever we're downstairs watching our TV shows...
You're sitting there on your phone while you're watching
90%
TV.
Of the time, I'm on that watch. Like, I have the episode. I can still track it. Yeah, but I'm not absorbing it as greatly as I probably
could
be.
Yeah, because you're watching fucking TikToks on your
phone. Watching TikToks. I'm usually cruising Instagram or iFunny for those that are part of the crew.
But
we don't talk about that.
Look, I agree with Space Trucker. He says always watch and listen to long form media. Like, I agree with that.
I agree with it too. It's definitely better for the mental if you listen and watch long, like podcasts that I listen to. I love hour and a half long episodes of podcasts. It's great. It keeps me entertained. Like, granted, my trips to work are only I can only listen to about a half to a third of an episode, but it's still a long form because it gives me somewhere to pick back up and go back to. So I occasionally we'll sit down and listen to like a whole episode in one go, but usually it's 30 minutes at a time because that's what my travel to work time is.
You know, I read this article the other day about how different podcasters are starting to like optimize how long the podcast is. And give me a guess, how long do you think for like viewership and engagement do you think the optimal minute length for a
42 minutes.
Is? It's close, actually. It's 45 minutes. Because,
well, given like commercial breaks or like sponsorship requirements, 45 minutes, but the actual content somewhere between 34 and 42 minutes.
It all goes to consumption habits and what people are doing while they're listening to them. Because
a
like
lot
you
of
said,
people listen to while they're
exactly,
on their commutes on to and from work.
Commutes to and from work. Most people have an approximately 45 minute long mm-hmm. commute to work. And so it's been scientifically determined that 45 minutes are the optimal podcast length. However, I mean, I agree that I am a firm believer in at least the hour long content. That's why both of the shows that we do on the network are hour long shows
right,
now.
Right.
Because, you know, that's just kind of.
And it's still good because you can even
make.
Still with that, you can structure it if you're in that 30 to 45 minute time frame. And if you enjoy listening to us on your commutes to and from work.
Yeah.
It's perfect because you can listen to the first half of the show, you know, on your way into work and then the second half of the show on the way out of work. Like,
exactly.
It's perfect.
Space Trucker says, these shorts are designed to change the way your brain works and essentially dumb everyone down. Yeah, I agree. That's exactly what's going on. I like how over the span of the last 100 years, our attention spans have gone from the average length of content that we consume from movie length, like maybe 2 or 3 hours, down to 1 fucking minute TikTok. So,
TikTok is they have a couple of different things. If it's recorded via TikTok, I believe it's 30 seconds.
That's even worse.
And then any video that's pre-recorded and then uploaded, I think, has a max time of 3 minutes.
I think it's just going to take only like maybe 5 or 10 more years before we start getting just 1 second long content injected straight into our fucking brains. And then that's, you know,
not having a fucking microchip in my body. You can go fuck yourself.
That's the dystopian future that we're going to that we're
that's
gonna
fine.
Be
you can kill me.
Look, Elon Musk
you
is
can,
trying to make
you
it
can,
happen.
You can alienate me from the world, from modern society. I'm not putting a microchip in my body.
Yeah.
And I'll be damned if you try to force that shit on me. I will go to jail. You will kill me.
When was the last time you guys read a book? Well, a year ago, I read the Howard Stern book, the new one that came out, and then I'm about to read Dune. You listen to the audiobook of Dune.
Actually, physically using my eyes to read a book, that was actually earlier this year. There's a book that I grabbed from my grandparents' house that was written, I think, in either the late 80s, early 90s, but it was basically about the tensions of Russia and the United States. But it's written from like trying to get it's so that Americans could understand the Russian point of view a little bit better during the Cold War era. And it was a very, very good read. If you want to borrow it before
I actually
leave,
because that sounds interesting.
It was a very good book. I can't remember the title of it, but I've got it downstairs.
I got a couple books that I have on the list for stuff that I want to read. And I might have some time over the holiday break to do that, because I got some time from work off coming up fairly soon. At the very least, I'll use this as an opportunity to segue into our holiday schedule, which is that we'll be doing every day. We're not taking a holiday break, or at least I'm not taking a holiday break.
You will be doing it.
I'll be doing it every day. Look, I know
I may or may not join you. It just depends.
Space Trucker, you've got a lot to catch up on, because these last couple weeks have been just grind city. We've been doing Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of Simulation Radio Live, and we've been doing this show. I even revamped a couple of the things on this show. We've got a nice shiny new overlay. We've got some cool stuff in the works. We've got some products, which, you know, keep an eye out, because we'll be you will have the opportunity to receive all of this new stuff fairly close in the future. But we've got a fun show tonight, because it is, of course, National Chocolate Covered Anything Day.
Oh, yeah. For those that don't know, it exists.
It does exist. Apparently, there's a national day for everything.
Every day is a national day of something.
For instance, tomorrow is National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day, and unfortunately, we will not be able to participate in that
Damn, I didn't get my Joe Biden sweater in time.
Or don't tell me you're going to be one of those people that wears like a Let's Go Brandon
I would if I had could if I could get my hands on one of those, I would absolutely rock the fuck out of that.
I feel like it's just kind of overplayed at this point.
I
don't know, man. I think the Let's Go Brandon thing is a little bit cringe. I mean, it was funny at first.
Maybe overplayed. I wouldn't go so far as to say it's cringe, but it's maybe a little overplayed, but it's still relevant.
Yeah. Because
he's the man's senile. Like, come on. Shit still happens. Like, he still says off the wall shit that's on par with some of the off the wall shit Trump said. And that man's old as dirt as well.
Yeah.
Although I think Biden's a couple years older than Trump.
A couple years older, and yet just significantly in a mentally worse spot.
Well, yeah, because he's been in politics his whole life.
Yeah.
Trump's not any better being a fucking businessman his entire life either. Small loan of $1 million. Fuck out of here with that bullshit.
I took a small loan.
Elon Musk, you can say the same thing about. That man was worth $20 million at, 24 years old, something like that?
I saw some tough times in my life, and then my father swooped in with a very small loan of $1 million.
The man got deferred from the draft like 5 different times.
Yeah, yeah.
But to be fair, he wasn't the only one of that type of gentry type of person or from that gentrified type of society.
I was worth too much money to go.
Well, part of it, some of his were legitimate excuses. Some of them were health problems, like either back or feet problems. Which are very important. Like, my mom almost had to get a waiver to go into the military because she was born with flat feet. She doesn't have a significant arch on her sole, which is kind of important for proper support and things like that, especially with load-bearing support. So she had to have special boots made.
How did she get those made? Did the military make them, or did she have to go out and like, buy some herself?
No, that was definitely something that was still provided, but after a point, she did have to go. I don't think it was special boots. I think it was inserts that she had to get after basic training. So she kind of had to suffer, or either she had to suffer through basic training, or they did give her special boots specifically for basic training, and then after that, she got set up with orthotics.
Space Trucker says, how many people win millions and are broke a year later? Trump at least used his money with some degree of wisdom. He's still hot garbage like the rest, though. You do have to give him credit.
Honestly, our financial situation, overall government, our country's financial situation was in a better state. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but the Senate just recently raised our debt ceiling yet again by $2.8 trillion. Push that back. That should cover our bills, quote unquote, until about 2023.
And the numbers for inflation came out too. It's up what, 6.8% now? Something
very
like that.
Very disheartening to look at.
Which, you know, if you're not getting the 6.8% raise every year, that means we are losing
and
money.
And if it's going to be very interesting come end of the this first term for Biden, if the Senate flips. And the House, because the Democrats run the House too, right?
I have a feeling
those parts of government flip as far as party lines being in charge, he's not going to get anything. Nothing's going to get accomplished.
I have
in
a
his
feeling
second
that the,
term.
The midterms are going to be fucking bloody.
Oh,
for Democrats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
People are not happy with them right now. You look at any kind of polling data that's coming out, and between gas prices and the way that they're trying to shove how good the economy is down our throats when it's really not.
And everybody knows that prices of everything is increasing because, I mean, part of it is kind of because of this minimum wage, but that's a very, very, very small part of it. It's not very significant for the overall, but gas prices, that affects everybody's day to day because, like, back in the day, yeah, sure, not everybody had their own car or had the necessity to travel to work in that regard. But you got to think about, like, public transportation. Those fares are having to go up to cover these costs of increased fuel prices. Right now, it's crazy. This is the first time, I think, since the early 2000s when they implemented cleaner diesel, that diesel prices are now at or below regular gas prices.
That's
insane.
And it seems like it's only going to get worse from here. I feel like we're going to have a crash next year. Like, I don't know if it's going to be
worse than 08 or Along the same level.
Along the same level. We're definitely going to have a housing crash, probably a stock market crash. At least I'm just basing things off of the things that I read from, you know, smart economists and smart people that are in real estate that all seem to think that we are heading towards a crash.
The trends are definitely leading to that.
I cannot say that I'm anywhere near an expert on any of this stuff. You know, basing things off the smart people that I read, and at least I'm trying to stay informed in that sense. Space Trucker says, between gas prices and opportunity costs, you missed out on $75 a day now. That's fucking insane. And other people, like the middle class, is feeling that pain. And that's something that I don't think that the political class, like, even goes through their heads at all.
Filling up the show's intern's car the other day, because him and I work at the same spot. And obviously, so we share, you know, filling up the gas. I spent, I think it was like $63.
My God.
Filling up his car. And he drives a Nissan Altima.
Yeah, you would think that that's a
good
gas mileage
car. It's got
car.
Like an 18, 19 gallon tank, but that's fucking expensive. And that and it's regular gas. Regular gas. I could only imagine what it costs to fill up John's car. John's car is it requires premium gas.
Oh my God, does it really?
Requires premium.
His is a Lexus.
Right.
So, yeah. Oh, by the way, he is indeed off today because him and mob boss Rob, friend of the show, are off to see the new Spider-Man movie. And I've heard some I've heard some really insane stories.
Oh yeah, for sure. Everybody is looking forward to this. I'm definitely going to go watch it tomorrow. John actually got a code.
Who are you going with tomorrow?
I don't know if I have to go by myself.
No, I want to go tomorrow too.
Well,
shit.
I mean, it depends on if there's
space. There's seats.
But
we'll check it out.
I think he gave me a code for $4 off of a movie ticket.
I'll pay full price.
I've got to use it by the 19th, which today is, I think, the 17th.
Today's
right?
The 16th.
So I've got three days to use it.
Tomorrow would be a good day to do it because Saturday we're going to be kind of busy.
Right. And I'm working tomorrow. Or no, I'm off tomorrow. And then Saturday I close at work, and then after that I'll probably wind up meeting you guys out there. Well, probably not, because it's going to be at the spot that it's going to be at. I think we'll be okay if we get there a little bit later.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they're open till 2.
Yeah, so we're celebrating
maybe midnight.
We're having a dual celebration between Terry, who's also a friend of the show, he's been here before, and me. We're celebrating our birthdays together between our friend group, and we're basically going to the strip club.
It's a steakhouse. What are you talking about?
And a steakhouse. Yeah, it's totally a steakhouse.
It's called Rachel's Steakhouse. The one in there's two locations. There's one here in Orlando, and then there's one that's in a nearby city called Castleberry. That's the one that we're going to because it does seem to have better reviews as of late. But I think about 5 or 6 years ago, maybe a little bit more recent than that. But it was rated as the number one steakhouse to go to in Orlando. So
that just
and
so
that includes
some
I believe
stuff.
That includes outside of including the chains and including some of the like the four star restaurants. Ooh, okay. Like the one that's right over here in Waterford.
So Chase. I should also be looking forward to the steak just as much as the other
right
stuff.
Well, and from what John was telling us, I don't know if he mentioned this on the show last week or if it was off the air, but he was telling us that it's comparable to like a four star restaurant prices. Is for like $40 for like a T-bone or a sirloin, something along those
lines. I think
we
were talking about it on the Patreon show that we
possibly
were talking about. Which, by the way, you do have a couple of those to catch up on also, Space Truckers. So there's mountain of stuff. We did rebrand the Patreon show, by the way, to just the General Simulation Radio Patreon show, and we will continue to do more of those as time goes on. So I want to jump into this. I want to jump into our... you know, I'm just going to rip the Band-Aid off. Our national chocolate-covered everything, anything day platter, which we have as a special token to national chocolate-covered anything day. And
we've got all kinds of goodies here. Let me get a better camera.
This was a really last-minute plan, too. I was doing some show prep at around 7, and... So I'm checking all my stuff, looking at all my stories and kind of making sure that I have everything in a row for what we want to talk about. And I go to, so if you have like a professional account on Facebook and Instagram, they have this like business planning tool that you can go on that has a calendar listed on it. And I see at the top, National Chocolate Covered Everything Day at the top of the calendar that they have that you can like plan scheduled posts and all that stuff. And so between that and I have a story that we'll get to about this pot brownie in probably when we come back from break. But then I see that and the gears start turning. Oh, this would have been such a good idea. Space Trucker says you guys need some chili peppers to dip too. Fuck that.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to burn out my asshole tonight.
You know, I'm saying that I might have.
I mean, that we'll get you there. Do yeah. You, boo-boo.
Shit. Don't call me that. Don't you fucking call me that. So we do have a very fun platter to get to tonight. So we've got some pretzels, we've got some maraschino cherries, we've got some bacon, and by the way, we were trying to get maple bacon, they were out of that,
which is unfortunate. Yeah. Greedy bastards.
And I think I'm running through my memory hole here real quick, this fucking memory void, and I don't happen to have a chocolate covered bacon memory in it, so that leads me to believe
I've had chocolate covered bacon.
I think most people have
quite a few
point.
Occasions. I'm pretty sure you have. I think we've done this before, not on the show, but I think outside the show
we have might
have some chocolate covered bacon. I think you had like a piece or two of it, but it was when you were dieting, like very very like strict regimen on your diet. So I think you had like a piece of a like just a bite, basically. You broke off a piece.
I'm supposed to be doing that right now, too, which is why I'll be fasting tomorrow after our feast today. But we've got some bananas, we've got some maraschino cherries, which I had to dry out because they didn't have any fresh cherries. Which, oh, by the way, speaking of which, so I'm sober. Okay. So I'm sober right now. And I have this shot, and unfortunately, it doesn't have any alcohol in it, but instead it has maraschino cherry juice, because once we took all the maraschino cherries out of that jar, I didn't want them to go to waste, or I didn't want the juice to go to waste.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I was really bad, and this definitely cemented my requirement to fast tomorrow, which is that I was picking at all the stuff that we were putting on the platter. Like, every time, you know that classic bit from the Simpsons where, you know, Homer's putting gas in the car and then he gasses up the car, and you've probably seen this meme before too if you don't know the reference, but he'll put a little bit of gas in the car, one for you and then, one for me, and he's pretending that the gas is beer. And
he's like sober at
the
time, right?
Yeah, because he's sober and he's having a fantasy about gassing up his car and it being beer. One for you, one for me, one for you, one for me. And that's kind of how I treated making the platter.
Definitely. I witnessed all of this.
Oh, Space Trucker had it once. His ex-girlfriend's aunt made it and didn't blot the grease off. It was gnarly with bacon. Oh, I wonder how that would have
affected
things.
Glad we definitely were smart enough to blot the grease off.
Yeah, I was a little concerned because...
Yeah, definitely would not. I think I've tried that. Like, I had did the same thing and
extra
forgot.
Greasy.
And it was, and it just, the chocolate just ran off.
It ruined it.
Yeah.
So
it didn't really ruin it. It just didn't stay together. The presentation was very terrible.
All right, so the chocolate that we're using is this magic shell chocolate. Now, what I was going to do, but since this was so last minute, I would have done this if I, you know, we did a little bit of planning or
it would have been with hot Hershey's chocolate syrup.
It would have been that.
And it would have been like everything would have been popped in the freezer for
a
short time.
Yeah, I was going to, if we had some more time and I didn't come up with this at 7:30 p.m. when the show is at 9, I would have gone out and got a whole stack of bars of Hershey's and melted them up. And
why not just get Hershey's
good.
Syrup? Like that's...
Yeah, but then we would have had to do the same thing where we would have had to probably put them in the
freezer. Right, but you would have had... I mean, that's removing the step of having to melt the chocolate.
Yeah, but that would have been fun. If we had more time, I would have wanted to do it that way, because then I can add some, like, maybe some milk to it and make it a little, like, creamier.
It's
or,
already
you know,
milk
do
chocolate,
the stuff.
Though.
But what if I want it milkier? Or, oh, shit, you know what I could have done? I could have added some chocolate milk to it. Oh, that to make it extra chocolatey. I'm not saying that's a good idea by any stretch.
So
but...
you wanted to pour chocolate milk.
Yes.
Like milk and then Hershey's chocolate syrup.
Yes, that's exactly what
I'm saying. Chocolate milk.
Yes.
On top of these.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have... Okay.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm saying. Again. All right, I'm going for the bacon first because
you do you,
since boo-boo. I don't. What did I fucking tell you about calling me that? You fuck. That only hardens all on right, cold we're doing surfaces. The... Well, then I'm just gonna fucking cake it on there then. Let's see what we got. All right, so I'm dumping the magic shell chocolate from Smucker's on there, and I don't think it's gonna have some time to. Maybe enough time to properly harden. Because
it's fine.
I think
it's
going right, to
be Space delicious. It's going to be delicious regardless.
I think you're right that it does only harden on soft surfaces because
cold
it's meant
surfaces.
To be cold surfaces
fuck.
Because it's meant to be. look, I'm trying to talk and pour chocolate on bacon at the same time.
So what you're saying is you're not a good multitasker as a radio host.
So I have this chocolate bacon here, and
just shove it right on in, my guy.
Look, I spent this whole week. Multitasking. So I've had so many tech issues this week that I've had to fix while talking that I'd like to think that I'm an expert at it at this point. All right, so here we go. Look, I've got the bacon covered chocolate. I really wish this was maple bacon, but you know, alas, we'll have to settle. The chocolate is spilling over to all of the other things, and I'm going to just end up dumping chocolate on anyway, so it's fine. Man, that's good. All right, I'm a huge fan of chocolate-covered bacon. Also, I did end up getting a lot of chocolate on my finger, too. And I spilled some
on his tete.
Yeah. Oh, so
I'm really interested on these sourdough pretzel bites.
Me, too. Oh, by the way, cheers, everybody. Let's watch this down with a maraschino cherry shot. That's Woo! Some weird ASMR. Yeah, that's why I'm trying to like lean back a little bit. I do not like that sound at all.
What, lip smacking or the
ASMR just does not do it for me for whatever reason. It's kind of weird. I don't like it at all. Anyway, cheers, fellas. Space Trucker, I know you got a beer, so here's my maraschino cherry shot because I have to be sober. That I also just spilled all over myself. That's great.
Can't take this man anywhere.
No. Look, I wish that I...
I'm going to pop downstairs, grab us some paper towels.
It should have been a regular shot glass. All right. All right. You guys are stuck with me for like a minute here. So here's what we also got. We have these sourdough pretzel bites that I'm also going to just... All right. So here's the approach that I think that we're going to go with, which is that I'm just going to slam chocolate on the whole plate and just hope that this ends up working out. I really want another piece of that bacon because that bacon is so damn good. It really is. Also, this the Smucker's chocolate thing is just about gone at this point. I have a really bad and weird penchant for spilling things on myself, and I was really thinking of putting the maraschino cherry juice in a shot glass, but you know, I wasn't smart enough for that. Oh, steal Justin's bacon? Shit. Oh, that's a good idea, Space Trucker. Nah, I still got three slices here. Look at this platter, by the way. If this is not an entire day's worth of food, then I don't know what is. Like, I'm pretty sure that this is the equivalent of everything that I would have eaten tomorrow. So it'll be well worth it. Thank you. Fucking clean myself up because I'm eating like an animal.
You're as bad as my grandmother with a hole in her mouth. A second hole.
A second. Where did the first... Well,
that was a reference to like every time that she eats a meal, she always drops something on her lap. She misses her mouth. And she's not like the type of person to overindulge whenever she's eating. She doesn't like eat too fast or anything. She just, for whatever reason, she just always misses her mouth.
My God,
this is really bothering me.
I'm so in love with that. It bothers me too, which is why I'm lucky that I can't see it. So there's a part of the monitor that I stare at, part of the main monitor that has my camera facing me that's like kind of cracked off a little bit, and I just can't fix it. It doesn't snap back into place.
I think the clip on it's broken.
Space Trucker, this is more than your daily meals now? Jesus. I mean, yeah.
I mean, it technically is more than your daily meals, too.
Yeah, it is. I wouldn't be surprised if this was, like, all 1,600 calories that I'm allowed to eat tomorrow. So,
yeah, definitely.
Oh, my God. I was doing my meal prep today. I was cooking some like chicken and rice and Brussels sprouts and getting them ready for the next couple days.
And I ruined him. I ruined him.
We have this place next to us, this like toasted sub place called Chiba Hut. And it's really, it's basically like the sub place that's marketed to stoners because everything that on the menu is.
And inside of the store
and
is marijuana themed.
And
like they have a section of like sides and extras that's called Munchies.
I'm in the middle of cooking all my meal prep stuff for the next few days, and this fuck is like, oh, you already started cooking. Just kidding. I was about to order some.
I was going to offer if he wanted to throw down on it.
And so I'm in the middle of cooking, and I'm at first I go, no, I'm in the middle of cooking. And then, you know, I've had this place before. There are a couple more things on the menu that I wanted to try. And so, all right, fuck it. Yeah, we got to do it. Fortunately, and...
You submitted.
I did submit. Fortunately, I ended up looking at the menu, and that whole sub was basically my entire calories for the day. So it ended up working out until National Chocolate Covered Anything Day happened. And so now I'm eating 2 days worth of calories in 1 day, so... Tomorrow's fasting
Delicious.
Day, fellas. Oh, you know which one I haven't tried yet? I really want to try the maraschino cherry.
Oh, they're delicious. It's all good.
Oh my God, this one has a seed in it.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Look at that. There's a seed in this maraschino cherry. I feel a little ripped off.
It's called a pit. But
not all of them had it.
And now you can grow your own maraschino cherries.
I just might. They'll come out of the ground like already with the juice on them. That's what I'm hoping for.
Just the tree bleeds. Maraschino syrup.
That pretzel's really good. Pretzel's really good too. All right, I got to try one of the strawberries.
It's everything I have tried so far has been absolutely delicious.
Ooh, let me coat one of these popcorn pieces in. Chocolate also. I don't think I've had chocolate covered popcorn either. Also, look at the state of my fucking fingers. I look like a kindergartner. Thankfully,
trying to eat a cosmic brownie from their pack to lunch.
thankfully, I'm sure that none of you guys out there will clip any of this and use any of this footage against me in any way in the future. That's
hey man, you got to stop giving us ideas, man.
You know, actually, I think the chocolate covered. Popcorn is my least favorite one so far. All the other ones have been fucking dynamite up till now. But there's nothing like there's no pizzazz to the chocolate covered popcorn. It just tastes like I don't know a piece of chocolate. All right, on to the strawberry. Then I think I'll have to drop this and eat the rest of them during break because this is how the fuck am I gonna eat this all? Am I gonna eat this all in one sitting? There's no way. That's good. All right. Thankfully, we have some. I can wipe myself off. Look, learn to wipe. Yeah, I'm trying to, but I'm not going to just like wipe and cover the napkin with all this chocolate and then go back and get another thing.
It's a waste
and then
of chocolate. Wipe.
It's a waste of chocolate and it's a waste of effort. Like, fuck, I'm still sticky from the fucking maraschino cherry juice shot.
That's what she said.
Yeah, the cherry just came all over me, and then it threw its seeds in my face. So
Giggity.
What am I supposed to do? So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will get to your burning relationship questions that
we had from eating this food. This is delicious.
Look, I'm going to power slam all of this during the break, and
we haven't even touched our chocolate covered bananas, Giggity.
I know that's not happening. Look, the idea was
right now.
Oh, you know, all right, let's get this in there. Oh God, I have a chocolate covered banana.
Yep, tastes just like a banana split minus the ice cream.
Ooh, that's pretty good. All right. Enough of that.
I'm gonna be picking at this the rest of the show, so
I'm gonna have to go clean myself off.
Have to forgive the weird ASMR there. Space Trucker.
I'm going to have to, what I'm going to do is I'm going to slam all of this during the break. We'll probably take an extra minute long break, and I'm going to slam the rest of this food and then somehow find the time to go clean myself off too in the next 6 minutes. Look, this, it's going to be,
it might be an extended break. We might set the timer for 10 minutes. So
no, I'm not. Can't do it. No, I'm doing six. I'm slamming all of this in 6 minutes and finding some time to go clean myself
I hear you
off.
Talking. I don't hear you eating.
Like, somebody's got to talk. If you're going to fucking sit over there and eat, what are we going to do? Just sit here?
I will make ASMR noises.
No fucking way. I will not allow the show to denigrate into that level of quality. Look, if we ever get to that point where there's fucking just us
just
sitting here.
Just pull out the shotgun and shoot us all.
Yeah, no. My fingers are so damn chocolatey covered that I can't even press a fucking sound
effect. Use your nose or your elbow.
Oh, what am I going to do? Poke my nose on the sound effect? No.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Look at that. Look at that. Your elbow works.
All right. I'm going to slam all of this food and get your burning relationship questions that we had to skip out on last week from taking quite an extended game show. It was fun, but we'll have to skip out on the game show tonight because of Johnny Horndog's night off seeing Spider-Man. Unfortunately, I cannot give you the edge of allowing you to play the game show by yourself.
No, it would be very unfair.
Racking you up the points. Because this is, of course, a fight to the death in
However,
our ongoing Let's Play game show. So,
which the game won't end until one of us dies. And it's not that we're going to die as a result of the score. We're just going to die of old age.
I think what's going to happen... maybe what's going to happen
or
is
cancer.
Like,
I feel like cancer is what's going to get me.
Probably. Or some kind of car crash. Every one of you guys drives like a... You know, I can't even say that because I kind of drive crazy.
I was
going to
say, you drive
too.
A little bit like more of a maniac than I do.
No. That's where I don't
you
know.
You have way more road rage than I do.
That doesn't...
And you short break a lot.
Okay, so just because I have road rage, that doesn't mean that I'm a worse driver. Sometimes you can separate the road rage from actually driving
But you also get impatient, and like I said, you short break. I have been in a car where I have short braked, and those brakes failed. I have learned my lesson from that, and I don't short brake anymore, even in a small car like your brother's.
Yeah, his car, the brakes on his car are, like, so damn sensitive,
too. The brakes on his car are fine.
I know they're fine, but I'm not used to it because the car that I just drove, the fucking the car that didn't have brakes at all, the car with no AC, that was the last car that I drove. The Ford Focus.
The brakes on that car were fine, too.
They felt a little unresponsive sometimes.
You've not driven a truck very much.
No, I haven't.
Because you go buy a truck, you get a truck from the factory, that they are a lot more spongy. It takes a lot longer to slow that truck down.
Yeah, I'm just going to go casually buy a truck just with my... I really don't think a truck is going to be the next vehicle that I buy. I thought about it for a while after driving my dad's truck that he let me use for a little bit. So that kind of got me to thinking that, you know, I'm actually kind of into this truck thing. Maybe I'll go... get one.
People tend to get the fuck out of your way when you're hauling ass in it.
Yeah. Ideally, you know, I kind of want to drive an SUV, but, you know, that's, we'll
those
see
are, I mean, those
that.
Are good,
yeah.
too. Like Zach's SUV is pretty good. I like that one.
All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll get to your burning relationship
questions.
I just
want you to take that banana and just deep throat it in one go.
You know, I'll do it for the live audience. I'll do it during the break. I'll do it for the break.
Just don't even acknowledge that you swallowed it. I won't either, and then we'll just move on.
I'll do it during the break. If you're watching live, then this is what you're going to get to see. You're going to get to see me just deep throat this banana that's covered in chocolate. And don't laugh.
Let me go get some paper towels so when you throw up, we can clean things.
I'll be ready.
You
ready.
Need to get a keyboard protector.
You don't know how strong my gag reflex is. So, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll get to your burning relationship questions, and we'll close it out with some fun stuff, too. So, stick around. We will be back in a moment.
Simulation Radio. Simulation Radio.
no attention to how big of a disaster that was. It was delicious. It was really fun. But at the same time, also pay no attention to the fact that, you know, I'm wearing a different shirt now. I might have casually just spilled too much stuff on it to continue to be able to wear it. I'm still looking at little chocolate droplets on the desk, too, that I'm like, oh, this, that's going to bother the fuck out of me for the rest of the show. Relationship advice, which we're about to get to, is that, you know, if you're that fucking ornery, then, you know, figure something out. Shit.
You bitch.
Yeah, I'm trying. What you said about
relationship advice. That's what I was saying, you bitch, about.
Speaking of which, we do have some burning relationship advice coming up. We have a little bit of a shortish segment to close out the show with, because we just had so much fun with the National Chocolate Covered Everything Day. Look, eventually every influencer, every streamer has to make the foray into the ASMR category, and so look, that's how we got to test the waters. I'm not saying that, you know, in the future we will be exclusively an ASMR chocolate covered eating show, but I'm not ruling it out of the realm of possibility at the very least. So actually, you know, I do want to get to this story first, because I did tease it as part of the teasers on social media, and there's this brownie that went viral in Norwood, Massachusetts. It's the biggest brownie that has ever been baked. This was baked last year. While we're on the theme of chocolate covered everything day, ridiculously huge. Yeah, I covered this on Simulation Radio Live last night, but I want to do it again to show some of you guys as well, because this is a fucking insane brownie, and I also wanted to, you know, kind of have a nice little tie-in to National Chocolate Covered Anything Day. So this was out of Norwood, Massachusetts. It's an 850-pound brownie. It measured 3 feet wide.
How much did they say how much chocolate is in it? Like, how many pounds of chocolate?
Pounds of cocoa powder. It's 122 pounds of cocoa powder.
Is there anything that's close to 420?
No, it's got 1,344 eggs, 250 pounds of sugar, 212 pounds of butter, 81 pounds of flour.
Does any of that translate into 420 kilograms?
No, but I feel like you could do some kind of tricky math there and figure something out.
And so I'm sure the burning question, since you mentioned that this was a pot brownie, how much THC is in this bad boy?
Well, it is 20,000 milligrams of THC, which, to give you a little
bit of context, that's a lot.
Regular pot brownie THC equivalent is, it's equivalent to 4,000 of them, and each one contains 5 milligrams each. So look,
Space Trucker said he wants to eat the whole thing. You will die.
I know.
You will fall asleep and not wake up if you eat this whole thing.
Yeah, all right, Space Trucker, and anybody listening to the YouTube recording and the podcast, well, if you're listening to the podcast, unfortunately you're not going to see the screen, but that you should be watching live. I'm just saying. But let me show you guys this. Do you still want to eat this? Oh shit. Oh no, the screen view messed up. All right, so everything is part of the streaming software just completely messed up. So
let me do this. I
can fix this. Look, just trust me, we're gonna.
But anyway, this thing is massive. It looks like a bunch of damn scientists made it. But
look at the size of that brownie. Look, yeah, check that brownie out, and tell me you can slam that whole thing in one go.
Yes.
Yeah. Look. No.
Oh, I'm lying, but yes.
Yeah. It was developed by a company named Merimed, and it's a multi-state cannabis operator to celebrate last week what was National Brownie Day. But look, it's National Chocolate Covered Anything
Day.
So that is
a massive brownie.
It's got a carryover. It took 24 hours to make.
The damn thing looks like a big chunk of just charcoal.
It does. It doesn't.
It's so dark.
It does not look appetizing at all, actually.
It does still looks appetizing. I want to lick the top of it.
I'm not saying I wouldn't eat it either, but, you know.
But you know what else it reminds me of? You remember the movie Matilda?
Yes.
And the chocolate cake that evil principal or whatever makes that kid eat. It looks like dark, like that kind of dark chocolate cake.
Yeah.
That he eats at that point in that scene.
There's something just grody about it. Space Trucker says it would make him shiver naked in the corner. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure with the amount of THC that's in this, I don't think even everyone in this house collectively, the amount of THC that has been consumed, I don't think would even equate in all of our collective lives would even equate to the amount of THC that's in this thing.
Yeah, that is.
It might be close, but I don't think it's there all the way.
It is equivalent to 4,000 of the company's normal-sized brownies. Their plan is to sell this giant brownie to a medical marijuana patient, one singular patient in Massachusetts. And the thing about that is that the 20,000 milligrams of THC in the brownie, it actually falls within the max THC
allowed for
a medical patient in the state.
That's good. They did their science and their math the right way.
The previous record holder for the largest world's largest brownie is, all right, what do you think the previous record is? We've got 850 pounds. What do you think the previous record was?
I'm going to say this thing blew it out of the water. I'm going to say it's like 340 pounds.
Fairly close. We got 243 pounds.
I was off
for
by 100 pounds.
The previous record.
It's still even more so. Like, Jesus, that's like, four times the amount?
Yeah, this thing.
That is ridiculous.
Blew it the fuck away. However, it will not be eligible to be in the Guinness World Records because the Guinness World Records, they tried to do it, but the Guinness World Records book said that it no longer accepts applications or creates new record titles that are related to consumption, preparation, or use of tobacco, cannabis, and nicotine products. So unfortunately, it has been eliminated from the running.
It affects the health of the body. Fuck
yeah.
Out of here.
Yeah.
There's plenty of unsafe things that people have done that currently hold and break records.
That's unfortunate.
But it's the internal health and the livelihood of human beings. But you can put your physical health at risk. That's fine.
Didn't they used to put that kind of stuff in there, but they just don't anymore?
I can understand why, because it's just so tedious to have to like try and measure out and monitor.
I wonder when they made that decision, which it kind of makes sense. Oh, by the way, I do want to make a little bit of a transition into our relationship advice questions because we have another statistic of a top thing for 2021 because this is, of course, the time of year. And we played a game show last week and started giving everybody points to determine who would eventually win our Let's Play a Game Show segment. You're talking
fuck
the
John
shit
and his chili pepper.
Well,
should have been mine.
Well, you'll have your chance to win a new trophy this time.
It's all right. I'm gonna next time we have a cook off, I'm gonna ship my food in a hot box.
Oh, I see. You're really gonna go
fucking win that shit. Actually, I might make a guest appearance and come back to Florida and cook up some stuff.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If we decide to coordinate something like that. Or.
We'll do something like that next year.
Or. We can do a cook off out in Texas for a live show special.
See, I would love to do something like that if I can.
I feel like we could. I feel
studio.
Like we can coordinate it. I mean, obviously, I don't foresee us doing something like that in the next year. But I think maybe the next 3 years, we could definitely plan something out like
More
that.
More than likely, we'll be doing another cook off around here. But transitioning into your burning relationship advice questions, as we do, we will get to Reddit reviews in just a moment, where we, of course, go to the relationship subreddit and check out all of the really terrible relationship advice that's going on over there and offer some real ass advice. Look, you don't want
to. Ours is going to be just as bad as.
Look, I don't know, man. If you've read any of those fucking pansy Reddit comments from idiots on Reddit that, you know, their default plan is to just break up with them because they just don't care about your feelings. Like, oh my God. And.
Or
you
some
know.
People care too much that they. Or they're just in it for themselves. That's it. That's a key thing there.
So what better way to transition into our Reddit reviews relationships advice by the top five searched porn stars of 2021,
ooh,
according to Pornhub.
Because
unfortunately, we did not get to include this on the list last week or on the game last week. So
this is going to be interesting.
Yeah. So
we have OnlyFans that is like fucking pop the fuck off this year.
How well do you know your porn stars? Because here's the thing.
Not very.
These are porn stars on Pornhub because
Pornhub searches. Specifically Pornhub.
These are specifically Pornhub searches.
Okay.
So that that kind of leads me to believe.
Some OnlyFans that have transferred over to Pornhub being in that regard.
That's true. However, it kind of leads me to believe that.
But then
these
again,
are going to be more mainstream.
I don't watch
choices.
That much porn,
so I don't know.
That's what you say. That's what you say. Also, I'm going to have to go back and fix the audio for this episode because all of the audio just completely got fucked up. And so I was fixing the studio today. I got to go on a rant here.
It's
because
okay. Let it out. Get it out.
I had a moment of anger today where I was trying to fix
you?
Some stuff.
No way.
No, that's unheard of. I've never had outbursts of anger before. So I had a really a bad like fit of anger today. I was in the middle of working and I came over here to like check on a couple of things real quick while I was waiting on something to do over there. And I turned the computer on and nothing started to come on, and so that got me into like panic mode of like,
we just replaced your motherboard, like what the fuck.
We just fixed this. Don't fucking tell me that this is going on again and we're gonna have to take time from the show off again when I'm literally like smack dab in the middle of wanting to grind it the fuck out.
Hey, it's okay, these things happen for a reason. It's to test your mettle.
And so I'm
it's okay, you'll move past it.
And so I'm like freaking out. I'm going back behind the computer, I'm like unplugging everything and plugging it back in and like going through all the wires. And so one of the things that we have, if you can get a glimpse of the overhead shot right here, you can see the LED green lights that we have under the desk. And so I'm going under there, I'm checking things out, and so there's a little outlet that I have drilled into the top of the table, and there are two things that go into that outlet. One of them are the LED lights, and the other one is an outlet to a whole other power cord that has this monitor, the touch screen with the soundboard, and the main monitor. And so I'm fucking around with that, looking at wires, like, you know, kind of doing all the little wire feelies to see, all right, which wire goes where and which wire goes where. And
slight tug here, slight pull there.
Yeah, do a little rub and tug on some of the wires.
Giggity.
And so I see on the fucking floor an entire plug. I see on the floor, and then I start to put two and two together. Like, wait a minute. Okay, computer turns on, audio mixer turns on. Everything looks like it's turning on except for the monitors, and I see that little fucking plug on the ground. And I just spent like 20 minutes trying to fix this. And
what he means by 20 minutes of trying to fix it, he kept pushing the power buttons on everything and nothing was happening.
Yeah, pressing power buttons, unplugging.
I know you too well. I didn't even know that you did that, and that's what you were doing, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's all I could do. I didn't know what else to do. I didn't know what else I could do there.
That would have been like, all right, the power doesn't work.
Let me unplug everything and plug it back in.
The next thing would probably be the power on the back to unplug that, plug it back in.
Try that.
And then from there would be the plug.
Thing is, it looked like the computer turned on, so that's what got me freaking out about, oh, shit, is it the hard drive or motherboard again? Because that's the exact same thing that it did last time where the computer looked like
and
it turned on for
that's
a bit,
something
and it went
that's,
through shit.
That going through school that they had to, that they teach, like, try not to get hung up on previous issues that you've worked on. Because obviously the special circumstance with your motherboard frying was a very specific cause.
Yeah.
But obviously nothing like that happened recently. So you can already automatically eliminate that as a potential concern. A motherboard frying on its own without any outside influence generally doesn't happen. So that's going to be towards the rare end of things.
Yeah.
So you want to go, you want to troubleshoot what your more common causes are. So power source would be the number one to start with. Just keep in mind for next time. So you don't have many fits.
Well, I know that, but I mean, I was at a loss for like what it could even have been until I saw
a little bit longer than it should have been.
Yeah. Longer than it should have been until I see that fucking plug on the ground that fell out of the big old
power strip. Yeah.
And then that's when the light bulb clicked, and I'm like,
right.
God, fucking damn it!
And you know, even in the automotive industry, working on the electronic component, it's that those little simple things. Because the way that most people that are interested in cars, we're all very mechanically inclined, and we all overanalyze every aspect of everything that we do. So we'll start with what we've what our most common, or not common, what we've had to diagnose as a frequent occurrence, but it could be something that's way simpler as a sensor unplugged.
Yeah. All right. So
or a loose wire that you just have to you know fix the connector for.
All right. We only got a couple minutes left, so real quick, let's go through this.
Let's run through
name
it.
Name the porn stars that you know. First of all,
Mia Khalifa. Alexis Texas.
There is a Mia in the top five, but not
Mia Malkova.
The only one on this list that I know who they are is Riley Reed. She's number four.
She's still up there. That's pretty good. That was gonna be one of my other ones. Let me see. My favorite, which I know she's not on there, is Danny Jensen.
Nope.
Are any male porn stars on there?
No.
Okay. Because I was going to go Johnny Sins. Everybody knows Johnny Sins. He's been a doctor, a lawyer, a soldier, I think a chef, an ambulance,
with
a paramedic.
On TV.
He is the hero of heroes, man. And he deserves every bit of pussy that he gets.
You know, at least in the pretend Pornhub world. All right, so we're rounding out the top five. We've got Lana Rhodes, Abella Danger,
Lana Rhodes,
Eva Elfie, Riley Reed at four, and Mia Malkova.
I said Malkova.
Oh, Malkova. Oh, shit. Well,
yeah, whatever. Yeah. Same.
All right, and let's also get to some of.
My mother would be so disappointed.
Yeah, you were listing them off. You were fucking banging. Like, what about this?
Listen,
I've
8 months in
on?
Iraq and exchanging hard drives for that specific reason. I wound up with a 500 gig hard drive with just dedicated
how does
to
that
porn.
Even happen?
What do you mean? How does it happen?
I know.
It gets passed around like worse than a whore in a whorehouse.
And this man just told us all a few moments ago that I don't know very many porn stars. I don't watch a lot of porn. Likely story.
The same porn over and over.
Yeah. Okay.
Same sections of porn.
Yeah,
and just watch the same stuff over and over.
Got
so
the
like,
same category. That's
like yes,
all
right. Of those top five, I knew three of them. Because I've seen some of their videos repeatedly.
I know exactly where I'm going every time, every single time. Like, all right,
hey, it works,
man. I even got the like, because I watch it on my phone. I even have like the muscle memory of incognito tab still exists on your phone or private mode.
I can look at the packets on our internet.
Check this packet out, you fuck.
It's probably about as big as a sugar packet. It's fine.
So we go to our one relationship question that we'll have time to get to tonight, and we're gonna have to live browse this one. Okay.
All right. What's the question? Lay it on us.
Let's. I'll give you a couple of options, and we'll see which one that we want to go with. In our relationships advice here. One of them, this one has 192 upvotes. This is a lot of them. My 22 female little brother's video game addiction, who's a 15-year-old male, is making me resentful of my family. That's a hot one. Here's another one. I'm in shock. My boyfriend, who's a 25-year-old male, just cheated on me, and I don't know how to get past this.
Another guy.
That one has a lot of upvotes.
After you break up with him.
Or before you break up with him.
I have a moral dilemma with that, but that's just my personal thing.
It's okay when he does it, but not when she does it, huh?
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah, you guys got to figure that out. All right, so past hour. All right, let's check the top threads from the past.
Well, what was that first one that you said about the video game? Can you repeat that one?
My little brother's video game addiction is making me resentful of my family, and she's a 22-year-old female.
Is that all that's there? There's no other elaboration on that?
I mean, I could click on it. That's just the name of the topic. So, no. This is going to sound really sexist, but... when it's a woman that's typing up her
question.
Listen,
if you have to say that beforehand, it's definitely going to sound sexist.
So when it's a female that's typing up these questions, sure. When it's a female that's asking the question, every time I click on the thread, it's like 20 fucking paragraphs long, and it's a giant story. But when I click on a guy's question that's asking for advice, it's generally like short and sweet because, you know, they don't
care.
See,
and this is what I don't understand about, well, I mean, I can, but I don't. See, because you have this. This is a perfect example.
You really need to
of
get
a female of the female perspective.
She needs
and then
to
you have
elaborate
the phrase. Then you have the phrase, mansplaining. What's the difference? Here's the real issues.
Oh, thank God. She left a TLDR.
All right. So what's the TLDR?
TLDR, my little brother is addicted to video games and not doing his schoolwork. I've been helping my parents, but they won't help me, and it's making me resentful of all of them. She tells stories of moving back home and finishing her last semester of college. Her parents ask her for help to keep a close eye on her little brother. He's addicted to video games, won't do schoolwork. My parents nag me at home to check on him. I work a full-time office job and have completed 6 classes plus a 40-page thesis between September and December. I've been really stressed out, have had so little free time, and haven't hung out with anyone. She gets some weekends to go visit with her boyfriend, but it's a super physically exhausting journey of 8-plus hours, which I bet you're super physically exhausted going to go see your boyfriend. She says she's angry with her brother for constantly lying, sneaking around, and using things without her permission. She's grateful to her parents for letting her move back in, but she's got her own shit to deal with. I'm like just going through some stuff, and
so about halfway through her secondary female splanation, I started doing this. The world's smallest violin, my friend.
Yeah.
As the youngest of three, for my I have two step siblings that are younger than me.
We get it. You're going through shit. We're all going through shit.
But yeah, like it goes back to that old phrase. It takes a village to raise a child. All right. Everybody plays their part.
That's
sure, your parents. You may feel like your parents aren't helping, but they've probably been putting up with his bullshit and your bullshit longer than you've been putting up with just his bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm going to just put that out there because I know how terrible of a child I was, especially with my with one of my sisters. Once my oldest sister left, yeah, I wasn't the greatest brother at all times. But there's some other stuff that happened after that where I think I kind of redeemed myself a little bit. And I appreciate both of my sisters for all the help that they gave me, whether I showed it in the moment or not. I was a little shit. I was the younger sibling. That's just how it goes.
Yeah, the youngest is always a little shit.
That's how it works.
Ryan Sequest was a little shit when we were growing up.
He's still
a
little bit of a little shit sometimes.
Yeah. But, no denying that one.
But at the same time, like that's your brother. If he's fucking with your shit, he's 15. Beat his ass. Beat his ass. I'm not saying like leave marks. You want some advice on that? put an orange or a grapefruit into the end of a long sock and just beat the shit out of him with it. It won't leave a mark and it won't leave a bruise, but it'll hurt like hell. And he'll get the point, especially if you whack him upside the head a few times when he's fucking with your shit or stealing your shit.
It works.
If that's not the route that you want to go, then you know there may be some other advice that's out there. What do you think? What would be some advice that you would give as an older sibling that potentially could be in the have, you know, similar situation where you've, you know, tried to help out with your little brother and shit, you got frustrated?
Here's the thing. We're running low on time and my mental energy is kind of expended. So I want to condense my advice into like a very, very short and one
fuck
sentence.
Fuck
them. I want to condense it a little bit. I've got one sentence. My advice is one sentence long, which is get over it. And
kind of a caveat off of what Space Trucker here said. He said smash the console to get him to stop.
That's his advice. Yeah.
Maybe not go that far because I can. I mean,
or bust out the taser. I like that one too.
The taser option is another thing, but that also can leave marks, and then you can get in a whole lot of trouble if you really feel some type of way about it. But confiscate his power cord.
That works. You know, you do.
You got to get creative with it. Take his games.
Yeah. I mean, I would think that you're practicing to be a parent one day. So, you know, you got to start now. Got to start somewhere.
Got to get creative without being too abusive about it. There's a fine line between discipline and abuse. You got to make sure you don't abuse it.
So, I hope that this is very helpful for you.
Probably wasn't in the least.
No. So we will, of course, get to more relationship questions at some point in the future, the next time that we do Reddit reviews. I hope that you all enjoyed National Chocolate Covered Anything Day. I hope that you had some kind of chocolate covered something, because giggity, God knows we sure did. And, you know, if you didn't, then look, it's not too late. It's not too late to go get some chocolate covered something, especially if I will stop there. So,
all right. Appreciate you, Space Trucker, for sticking it out with us the whole show.
We knew where that was going.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah, thank you all for watching. Thank you for listening. Make sure to follow at Simulation Radio on everything. And I will see you all on Monday. Bye. Bye.
Goodbye, everyone. I'll remember you all in therapy.